This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. A program to upskilling farm workers. UFW cheers card check wins. Stabenow and Thompson offer hope for a farm bill. Program for upskilling farm workers kicks off. San Joaquin Valley leaders are celebrating the launch of the F3 Agri-Food Technology and Engineering Collaborative, AgTech. The certificate program helps agriculture workers learn new skills in emerging technologies as well as in communication and problem solving. To earn a certificate, participants complete 14 core competency ranging from digital literacy to equipment troubleshooting and interpersonal skills. 7 community colleges in the Valley administer the program with 100 participants enrolled. Senator Anna Cabarello of Merced celebrated the kickoff this week alongside Don Cameron, president of the Food and Ag Board, according to the Western Agriculture Processors Association. Remember, the Fresno Merced Future of Food Initiative, F3 Coalition, received a $65 million workforce development grant. The F3 Coalition aims to improve job quality and productivity for farm workers by helping them gain new skills to handle emerging technologies in the industry and to create upward mobility. It includes UC Merced, California Farm Workers Foundation, and industry leaders like California Fresh Fruit Association, along with local governments and philanthropies. UFW celebrates card check wins. United Farm Workers are holding its annual convention in Bakersfield this week. The union will spend much of that time hailing a recent string of organizing triumphs in California and New York. The Agriculture Labor Relations Board began certifying union elections last year under California's controversial card check system. Since then, UFW has secured certifications at 5 farms encompassing 1,200 employees at a vertically integrated sweet potato producer in Atwater, 450 fresh tomato workers at a Merced County packing plant, 125 Chinese vegetable workers in Bakersfield, and 75 nursery laborers in Fallbrook. The organization also touts unionizing 640 workers at Wonderful Nurseries in Kern County, though the company is challenging the certification in court. UFW has tapped into similar card check system in New York to organize 600 workers on 6 farms. It is currently negotiating bargaining agreements among the many companies. Water Board puts Thule Subbasin on probation. After a full-day hearing, the State Water Board voted to place the Thule Subbasin on probation due to deficiencies in groundwater plants. Board members acknowledged recent progress in the plans, but worry they would still fall short of reaching sustainability by 2050. The subbasin spans nearly 500,000 acres in Kern and Tulare counties. Several farmers asked the board to delay the decision, yet Jason Phillips, CEO of the Fryant Water Authority, which has been in a legal battle with one of the groundwater agencies in the subbasin, urged probation to maintain compliance with SGMA. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Stabenow, Thompson sound optimistic note on a farm bill. Leaders of the Senate and House Ag Committee were featured at the annual Friends of the National Arboretum dinner last night in Washington. Both were separately expressing some optimism about getting a new farm bill yet this year. There is a tremendous amount of work to do, but good conversations are going on. that the word of Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, as she spoke with reporters. Then, in his dinner remarks, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson said committee leaders were, quote, close to commencing good faith negotiations where red lines can be cast aside in exchange for good ideas and policies. Reauthorize GSP, Ag and Food Groups, tell Congress. More than two dozen groups, including corn and soybean growers, seeking reauthorization of the Generalized System of Preferences program, which allows developing countries to export certain products duty-free to the U.S. Agriculture, food, and related industries contributed roughly $1.53 trillion to U.S. gross domestic product in 2023. Help support over 22 million jobs. So our united voice on this issue demonstrates the importance of making GSP reauthorization a top priority, the group say in a letter to House and Senate lawmakers. GSP expired at the end of 2020, and additional delays in reauthorization threatened to undermine the decades of advancements achieved and disrupt future market access opportunities, they say. GSP is, quote, an important leverage tool to encourage countries to eliminate unjustified trade barriers and follow international standards. Participation of the GSP program should continue to be conditional on criteria that supports U.S. market access into GSP beneficiary countries, the group say. U.S. dairy groups upset over preliminary Columbia powdered milk ruling. Groups representing the U.S. dairy industry voicing frustration with the Colombian government's preliminary ruling that milk powders are unduly subsidized by the U.S. government. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation criticized the decision in a release. They noted that Colombia's preliminary findings, quote, call for an additional 4.86% tariff on U.S. milk powder exports. The next steps, well, Colombian government will now collect further evidence with plans to eventually hold a public hearing. The preliminary tariff will be in effect for 4 months as the investigation moves forward. RFK and Callie Means outline their MAHA plan. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., co-chair of former President Donald Trump's transition team, gave a preview last night of what a Make America Healthy Again agenda might look like under a second Trump presidency. During a town hall in Arizona hosted by Charlie Kirk's Turning Point Action and its PAC, Kennedy at one point referred to himself as a health czar in the future Trump administration. He said he's picking individuals who could oversee health and help reduce chronic diseases in America. One of those names is Callie Means, an author on metabolic health, who appeared alongside Kennedy yesterday. Both Kennedy and Means have a long list of things they hope to achieve in the first 90 days of a second Trump term, Kennedy said. Most of these priorities, he continued, they plan to enact with executive orders and personnel changes rather than relying on Congress. While most of the town hall focused on the medical and pharmaceutical industry, Means took jabs at the level of ultra-processed foods and children's diets and said people should eat real food instead. Means also suggesting firing, quote, every single nutrition researcher at the USDA, ensuring there's no conflict of interest in agency research. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Talley.